Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to the program. They have always been consistent, but then a lot of these people like Carlson and some others, they are not MAGA. I mean, I remember in the primaries, and I don't know if you remember, Carlson was really not on board. And I remember this because I sat on set with him at Fox in 2016 going through all of the caucuses and primaries. I was in New York every week. And I know it because he talked about it. So he came on as a big rah-rah, like later on, identifying kind of as MAGA, et cetera. And the reason I think that he and some of these other people did is because they thought Trump could be manipulated. And I wrote about this on Substack a few weeks ago. They thought Trump could be manipulated. This guy is going to be their vessel. They really were really pushing on him on Iran. They were really pushing on him with a lot of the Islamist stuff. And he rejected it and kept consistent. They really thought they were going to be able to change the mind of a man who has held the same position on Iran for like 50 years. I mean, Kane, I don't even think you were alive. None of us were alive. That's how long he's been consistent.
Yeah.
He has been more consistent on Iran than maybe Mitch McConnell's been in office. Yeah. That's pretty spectacular. So they thought they were going to change all these decades of him being consistent on this one issue. And when it didn't happen, they decided to drop him. Now, I think that's weak because you go to war with the soldiers you have. I don't agree with him on Trump accounts, for instance. There's some economic things I do not agree with Trump on. But I'm not going to go like, I'm not going to vote for you in the general election. I'm going to allow a DEICRT, full open border Democrat win. It's not how it works. So they turned on him. And I think that's how all of this came. That's how all of this came to be. They couldn't manipulate him. So now they hate him. That's not MAGA. But I want to point out that the prime minister of Spain is talking about multipolarity. We live in a unipolar world. It's America that's dominant. It's not Spain or China that's doing anything over with the Strait of Hormuz. It's not China that was able to keep Venezuela and all of its cheap crude. It's not China that was able to. It's the United States. This is a psyop to diminish the United States and divide the right. They're trying to do it within the churches. They're trying to get Catholics and non-Catholics to fight while simultaneously trying to make over the Catholic Church from within. And they're also doing this. They're also trying to get the right divided. They're using Israel as the means to do it while they push multipolarity and while they push Islamism. Case in point, this insane tweet that came from Tucker. I didn't think it was real at first. I actually was like, maybe I should go and like double check this because this seems insane. No, it had to do with him promoting Chrislam. It came out on the Tucker Carlson Network. That's the thing that has Qatari money in it. He wrote, quote, "The people in charge don't want you to know this, but Muslims love Jesus. Islam reveres him as a major prophet, a messenger of the Lord, and he performed miracles, blah, blah, blah. That's why Trump's painting depicting himself as the son of God offended the president of Iran. It was an attack on his religion as well as Christianity." Can you believe that? So he's taking the line of Iran. Okay, so let's first off, Muslims love Jesus. Kane, what happens to people who convert in Muslim countries?
That is unfortunately a death penalty.
Are there any exceptions?
None that I'm aware of.
So is that in most Islamic countries?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fair to say in most.
So I know in Iran, they can put you to death. They literally have apostasy laws. If you're an apostate, they literally have, Iran has laws. Saudi Arabia even has laws on this. Brunei, a lot of the Middle East, most of them leaving Islam can actually carry the death penalty. If you convert to Christianity, that actually carries a death penalty. You lose your inheritance rights. you're taxed extra, your marriage is annulled. I could go on and on and on. Then, I mean, it doesn't even stop there. You're discriminated against. You can lose your job. And then you can't even find housing. So the regulations governing housing, they can actually discriminate against you. Banks over there, you know, condos, housing associations, whatever. If you are not Muslim, that's truth. And Iran has some of the strictest laws for that conversion. Very interesting. Pakistan as well. And in addition, in Pakistan, in addition to those laws and the restrictions, then you have the mob violence. That's allowed. So in Pakistan, if you convert, they'll look the other way if a mob gets mad and decides they want to beat you to death in the street because you became a Christian. Interesting, is it not? What was that again that he said? Oh, yeah, they love the Christians. They love the Christians so much, they're not allowed to worship freely. They love the Christians. So, hey, Cain, mm-hmm. You know, I wondered if we should ask some Christians in Nigeria, you know, what they think of Tucker's statement that the people in charge don't want you to know this, but Muslims love Jesus, but they're dead because a bunch of Islamists killed them. And butchered them. A lot of Nigerians, thousands of Nigerian Christians dead.
It's a tough one to square.
Ooh, what about Christians in Syria? Should we go there? Oh, we can't because their churches are bombed out and the rebels stained with blood. What was that again? Who is peddling this backwoods Chrislam nonsense? People who are promoting multipolarity. It is a tool in their quiver. See, they're trying to promote this idea that Islam and Christianity, they're just best friends, and it's the Jews that are the problem. Just come out and say it, that you love Hitler and you hate Jews. I mean, good grief. I'm so tired dancing around this stupid thing. The dude just needs to come out and say it already. We all know it. We all know it. We all know where, because you judge them by their fruits. You're literally out there pushing Chrislam. Look back in history. Who is it that invented slavery? Islam. Who is it that sold more people into slavery than anybody else? Islam. The most violent. I mean, we could go on and on. Oh, but Dana, that's so mean. You shouldn't say this. Shut up. If you can't speak, then you don't have free speech. And if you're afraid to speak because you're afraid of alienating or making a certain subsect of the population angry, then those are the people who rule you. So I thought it was interesting because now they're promoting the Pakistani president and the Pakistan's response and then the Iranian response. They are really wanting Trump to fight with the Pope because this is part of their strategy. Catholics and non-Catholics fight while they try to make over the Catholic Church from within by pushing out everybody and populating everything with these team who just became Catholics. That's the strategy. That is what they're doing. You have some of them represented in TPUSA for crying out loud. That's how far it's gotten. That's fact. I mean, some of them are on Fox. Some of them are on every network. They're in podcasts. It is a virus. The perversion of a religion. Remember, the devil cannot create anything. The devil can only pollute and pervert and mislead. And that's exactly what you're seeing here. As we move our partners over at Preborn, great organization that has a goal of saving lives. You can help Preborn reach their goal of 1,000 life-saving ultrasounds before Mother's Day. Each one could be the moment that a heartbeat changes everything. I cannot emphasize this enough. There are at least that I've seen 5 different studies, all conducted independently of the other, that show when a woman who is facing an unplanned pregnancy, when she hears her child's heartbeat for the first time, something magical, something divine happens. That baby's chance at life doubles because that woman suddenly has that connection. And this is what Preborn is all about. One ultrasound is $28, 140 buys 4 ultrasounds. And that's where all this money goes. It goes to these ultrasounds. It goes for the technicians to run them, for the equipment in their clinics, so that they can make this happen. And you're saving lives. They saved 80,000 lives last year. They want to save 1,000 before Mother's Day this year. In addition to that, they partner with these women for the first 2 years of their lives to make sure that their little families get off on the right foot with the strongest foundation. This is private Christian stewardship. This is not federal government mediocrity, and that's why they're so successful. You can help them save lives today because your gift gives the mother a chance to meet her baby. It seems like $28, you know, just on here on earth, it's a dinner out, but in heaven, that is some treasure getting stored up for you. They also stand as the gospel leader of the pro-life movement. So in 2029 or 2025, as I told you, over 80,000 babies were saved. Over 10,000 women gave their hearts to Christ. That's huge. All gifts are tax deductible. Preborn has a 4-star charity rating, so you can give confidently knowing that they are entirely transparent. You see where every dime goes. Join Preborn in their mission to sponsor 1,000 life-saving ultrasounds before Mother's Day. Let's make more mothers. We need more families. We need more Christ-centered families and children. One heartbeat can change a life forever. Visit preborn.com/Dana or donate by dialing #250 and say the word baby. That's preborn.com/Dana, #250, say the word baby.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full-service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app, and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome, so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full-service experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Guys, we got to have a national conversation about the Democrat perverts. Not just really them. I mean, we got Tony Gonzalez, who says he's going to be resigning too. Eric Swalwell, as you know, has resigned his seat after... It took everything I had just to have... I didn't put the video, but a screenshot for the story that we had for this the other day that we had one of our people put up on Substack. Every now and then we have somebody, a friend that gets very, very energetic about certain stories and wants to contribute. This, more women are coming forward to talk about Swalwell's grodiness. Now, everybody's also discussing how there were more than, I mean, the number of people in the video that came out, and I am told by a number of people who work in DC and media that there are plural videos. Yes. Why are they like this? Why do they have to record everything and photograph everything? The Anthony Weiner and Hunter Biden and this guy, why? So he, as I said, he's announced he's resigning his congressional seat and the gubernatorial campaign. That all happened within 24 hours. And when he announced that he was leaving yesterday, he said, I'm just sorry to my staff and my constituents and for the mistakes and judgment I've made in my past. I'm going to fight these false allegations made against me. And however, I must take responsibility and ownership for the mistakes I did make. Well, which one are those? Which one are those? So now they have more women coming forward to detail what happened. I know that you dropped a woman who said that he choked her out And then he raped her? She said she lost consciousness. She thought, she's like, I did not consent. Do we have this? She was like, I did not consent to this. This is Lana Drews. This is the first, one of the first accusers. These, it's important to note that these are not women who are just staying anonymous. She's coming out and saying, no, this is what took place. We all saw that video. I think you can pretty much judge by the body language that it's kind of an Occam's razor situation. The likeliest explanation is the true one. And anybody who acts like that, he was in a room full of people. There was another dude in there. This is the first accuser to go on camera. Lana Drews. They've all, like a lot of them have used their names. This is the first one to come out on camera. Watch this.
He raped me. And he choked me. And while he was choking me, I lost consciousness. And I thought I died. I did not consent to any sexual activity, although I did not undergo a rape kit. At the time, I disclosed the assault to the people closest to me. I also recorded these events in my handwritten calendar. The assault and its impact were later documented during my therapy sessions at a sexual assault center in Connecticut. It had a profound impact on my mental health. I self-medicated in an unhealthy way. I did not want to live anymore. I cried all the time for years. At the time, I was in a dating relationship with a boyfriend I was fully committed to. I've never cheated in my life, and I would never have engaged in a consensual sexual encounter with Eric Swalwell.
She doesn't seem like it's performative. You want to, look, this is just me speculating. Because you know this was a Democrat hit. And I don't believe Democrats care about any victims in this. I never have. Not in any of the Kavanaugh stuff, not in the Clarence Thomas stuff. They never have. Do you get the feeling that she was like this Lana Drews, that she was just a little bit reticent to come out? It just doesn't seem performative. Like, remember Christine Blasey Ford with Kavanaugh? That seemed performative. There's a body language. There is a sound in the tone of their voice, the inflection, the way that they articulate words. This woman, you just get the, because her, it's just no nonsense, straight fact. Here it is. This is what happened. This is how it affected me. My speculation is that Democrats were like, you go out there and you say this, right? It's not beyond the realm of disbelief because of how they've treated women in the past. Do you get that sense, or is that just me really over my skis speculating, Kane? Do you get that sense from her?
That she's being performative?
No, that she's not being
right. Performative. No. Exactly.
Almost like she did not want to be there.
She was. It looked like she was physically resisting having to say things
yes.
publicly.
Thank you. That's yes.
And she actually is like, look, I got to do what I got to do. And that's what she's, at least that's the vibe I'm getting from that video.
It also makes me wonder how hard Democrats work to hold all this back. Because they had to have known.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had to have known. I want you to watch this. This is cut 16. So Nancy Pelosi, and you know this hit did not happen without her. She was asked precisely that question. Okay, so did Democrats know? Did you know? Did you turn a blind eye? Watch this.
Some Republicans and others are saying that Democrats turned kind of a blind eye, that they knew what he was up
to
or what the allegations
were. That is absolutely positive. And it's true that they may say that, but it is absolutely not true.
You had no idea?
None whatsoever. None whatsoever. I had none whatsoever.
What happens in California now? He was, in many of the polls, the leading candidate.
Yes, he was.
That's gone. There's an army of candidates out there. And California has this quirky law, because it's ranked primaries, right, where you could end up with two Republicans on the ballot.
Well, it is.
How does that?
I agree that it is a quirky law. I do not agree that there'll be two Republicans at the top.
They would not have done this unless they were really confident that they had a backup in place to really probably take it. I think Steve Hilton has given it the good college try, but man, that's going to be something. We'll see. But that, because Tom Steyer is a big old progressive Democrat, and they knew that they and he's number, he was second behind Swalwell in this. First off, do you believe her?
Not at all.
I don't either. She's good. She's real good. No, I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. Now, listen to this. Cut 17. Democrat senators. Oh, suddenly now they're so happy he's gone. Oh, woo. Good thing he's gone now. Listen to this. Cut 17.
People who are in positions of power and authority over others need to be held accountable when they take advantage of that position. And frankly,
really?
I'm glad that he'll be
really?
Gone.
You are.
Yeah.
Hi, sweetie. Would you like a beer?
Why is that?
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. It's terrible what has been alleged.
We just took a giant step backwards. I felt maybe wrongly that we were evolving.
Evolving to not rape people? I don't know. I don't think that's that's your party, dude. They seem less upset that it happened and more upset with the position that it places them in. I mean, it's going to be another Democrat that gets his congressional seat. So it's not going to change any of that. It's not going to change that balance of power. But still, it's very interesting. It's very interesting to see how this is happening. You know, I don't know. I think he... this is cut 18. Two of these accusers said what we were all saying yesterday. He really thought he was untouchable. And you know what? He had the Democrat machine protecting him until he crossed the machine. He believed in his own hype. It was too much hubris. He got over his skis, whatever, however you want to put it. And that's ultimately, Democrats are like, we got to take this one out. This is cut 18. Listen.
The fact that he has now dropped out of the governor's race and resigned from Congress, is that justice in your view?
No, it's just the beginning. It's just the very beginning. And I know personally that we're not walking away from this fight.
For me, justice won't be until he can't ever harm a woman ever again. And he has faced the consequences for the women that he has harmed.
I think in regards to the governor's race, he never should have ran for governor to begin with, knowing the kind of history
and receipts for some reason
that are out there. So that's a non-starter. And then in terms of Congress, I think he absolutely should have resigned. I think we just prevented another 30 to 40 years potentially of him harming people if he were to stay in Congress.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I think we have served justice for his future victims.
Wow.
That won't exist anymore.
Well, thank heavens. But why did they have to be kept silent? You can't tell me Democrats weren't keeping them silent. Now, I'm not blaming anybody because you don't know the power dynamic. Maybe they were worried about their jobs or prospects if they decided to cross him. He's a very vindictive, petty little dude. That's a fact. I will never forget when I was questioning him about gun rights, and he told me, basically, because I was a woman, it's all still up on X. He told me that he needed to talk with my boss because he wasn't going to talk with a subordinate woman like me. I'm like, bitch, I am my own boss. Get your flabby, flaccid, sweaty, pale face over here and have a conversation with me. Oh, man. I wanted to slap that man. Just saying. It's what the feeling was like. It was rude. He's a misogynist. This is where misogyny comes from. It is a very progressive thing. Misogyny is progressive. It is a progressive ideology. And I always say that's how feminists were created. They were created because misogynistic, progressive men who dishonored their faith and rejected God's call into how to treat women, they created, it's like a Frankenstein's monster. And then some women decided to double down on it and take it even further. But that's where it came from. He's like one of the, he's one of the people that creates that kind of stuff, that creates that mentality. Women have no need. When women are treated godly, they have no need for feminism. They have no need for it. It's ungodly, progressive, misogynistic men that create feminists, that create all of that, that create misogyny. That's where it comes from. It is an ungodly practice, and it comes from that progressive mindset. So that's where you, I mean, you see it right there. And now his alleged victims are now, well, alleged, does a lot of heavy lifting. They are making, they're neutralizing him. All right, so let's be honest here. Shaving is not self-care. It's just something you got to get done. And who has time for products that overpromise and underdeliver? So when you find something that's high quality and easy, something you can just order online, we pay attention to that, right? So that's why I like Flamingo, because Flamingo, it was created by women who wanted a better option, so they get it. There's no overpricing, no overcomplicating it. It's just a good razor that works. I mean, the handle feels right in your hand. The shave is smooth. There's no pink tacks, and it's very simple. The starter set has literally everything that you need. It has the razor, the five-blade cartridge, the foaming shave gel, and even a shower holder. Done. So you order it online, it shows up, and you're set. And for a limited time, get Flamingo's starter set for just $7 at shopflamingo.com/Dana. Now, this set includes the Flamingo Original Razor, one five-blade cartridge, and a one-ounce foaming shave gel, and you also have a shower holder. So head to shopflamingo.com/Dana and claim that offer. And after you purchase, please tell them I sent you.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Welcome back to the program. You guys see some of that protest video from that one TPUSA reporter up in, was it Minnesota, Minneapolis? And they were, she was doing a thing on covering the anti-ICE, the anti-immigration enforcement protesters. And I can't, the whole famdamily of progressives came out to go and protest and riot. I don't even know where to start. So the star of this video is a 250-plus pound man who looks like he's in his 50s, and his loud, annoying wife, Karen, and their daughter, Karen Jr., who's in college and plays soccer. The internet already knows everything about these people. They know where they live. They know their license plates. They know whether or not the girl got, 3.0 in school or not. They know everything. And are they still on? They literally go by Minnesota angry man, Minnesota angry mom and or woman, and Minnesota angry daughter. Like, clearly, it's ridiculous.
Are they angry?
You think they're angry?
I think so.
This is wild. So what, which one do, I guess 20? Is this the one?
Yeah.
It's censored. It has to be, because the angry family only knows one word, maybe two, the B word and the F word. And the F word's not fun.
Is it?
No, it is not fun. It is also not
flannel.
Okay. It's not that either. It's not funicular.
Oh.
Which is like the little things that take you up the...
I thought it might be that.
No, I know. I did too. Yeah, we thought the same. This is cut 20. This is nuts. It was outside of the Whipple Federal Building in St. Paul, Minnesota. Watch this. That's angry daughter right there with the delightful neck tap and the whistle. That's TPUSA Savannah Hernandez. And then she gets thrown to the ground. There's other angles of this, and you can literally see the angry dad shoving her to the ground. And then the daughter gets on her, and the mom, and oh my gosh. Oh boy, there's the dad shoving her to the ground. And there's the daughter right there. I mean, they were...
Leave me, I'm trying to leave.
She's a little bitty. She's lucky she didn't get hurt more. She's all scratched up and her back and neck is sore. The family, so they have a family business. They sell lizards. They're literal lizard people. I can't even make this up. They're so tolerant.
Yeah.
Now, some people go to these things and it's very easy to manipulate the left. You go to these things and sometimes they try to be sensational and, you know, trigger the left is always triggered. So you can't really trigger them. One of the things that she does is she asks people to explain their viewpoints. Like, why is it that you think this? Like, why? And they didn't even want to talk. Probably because they couldn't. They only know rage and anger. But that dad is the biggest cuck I've ever seen in my life. I don't know if we have any images of him. There was one video angle where it shows him. I mean, she's like this big and he's this big. And he runs over to her, shoves her to the ground. And he's like, what, what? And it takes all these people to hold him back, because you must be a real big man shoving younger women like that to the ground. Is that how you got your wife and your daughter? Just curious. Dudes like that, they have no place. He's just a male meat sack. No place in society, in a civilized society. But this is who the tolerant left is. We've seen this over and over again. And he was trying to act like the victim. They were trying to raise a GoFundMe account. For what? Get a job, angry family. Who goes on social media like, that's him pushing her, Juan's getting it ready. Oh man, it's gonna make you mad. So just be your own. But he shoves her right to the ground, and he's a big dude. How tall do you think he is, Kane? He's at least one of the people.
If she's 5'6", he's probably right at 6 feet.
Yeah, but that dude weighs 200 at least.
Oh yeah.
Boom, he's shoving her right there. Look, he thinks he's so shoving a girl. Oh my gosh. I'm not even going to tell you what I would have done.
Satisfied with himself afterwards.
Oh yeah, look, he's a big man. He'd get knocked down in a real fight with a man, but you know, he goes and picks on a woman. Like I'm telling you, the left creates this stuff. The misogyny is at home in the left. That's where it comes from. It's where it originated. Ungodly behavior. That's where it originated. So they're pressing charges. Harmeet Dillon was like, yeah, we're already on it. We're looking at it. We're pressing charges. Interesting too, because what is Savannah's last name, Kane? Remember?
Savannah Hernandez?
Yeah. Yeah. Say it again. What the last name is?
Hernandez?
Hernandez. Huh. So, you know, her family, her father, I met her father before, real sweet man. Hispanic man, Hispanic family. One might say family of immigrants.
Yeah.
Conservative.
Yeah.
They come to the United States. I'm just saying you have white Marxist progressives up there in Minnesota who don't like apparently conservative Hispanics. Kane, would that make them racist?
It's probably D different. But if they were under the same rules that all of us are held to, then yeah, it would be.
Yeah, it would be. It would be. It would be considered that. Yeah, you're right. It would be considered that. So, yeah, I'm just curious about some of the stuff. Very interesting. So, they're getting charged. They're going to have federal charges or felony charges pressed against them. That's going to happen. They're going to get in a lot of trouble for this, and they should. That's insane that anybody would react that way. I've been to protests before, and I've seen, there was one protest that we were at that was actually really, may have been the spiciest one I was at, and it was in Wisconsin during the Scott Walker recall. Oh, by the way, real quick, the Hernandez, they said that guy was convicted of defrauding the state unemployment program back in the early 2000s.
Yes.
Fits the bill. Yep. Of course it does. Of course he did. But at the recall in Wisconsin, she was really good, I think, by the way, Hernandez, in handling that and not giving it back to them as they were giving it to her. And I was on stage, and there were some big old union guys that were in the corner, and they were calling me all kinds of slurs. And I had had it. I literally I jumped off the stage, and I went over there. And they were, first off, it was adorable because they were going to try to act like they had more rural knowledge than I did. And I'm like, wait a minute, are you trying to get into a hillbilly off with me? Because you're going to lose, son. You will lose this fight. I just want to make sure, just because you show up in overalls don't mean nothing. And they thought that because they were calling and they were like, you don't know, you're not like the working. I'm like, whatever, let's lay it down. I won that match, by the way, because I'm like, have you ever field dressed a deer on your grandmother's back porch? You haven't? Shut up. Have you ever literally sat on a front porch and was firing at game? Oh, you haven't? Shut up. I'm like going through all of this, I'm like, have you ever had a family member take apart their Harley in their living room trailer? Oh, you did not? Be quiet. Like, we'll sit here and go through all of it. Like, y'all don't even know. So, and then afterwards, we ended up being friends. It was actually pretty, by the time my husband, who was about to have a stroke, he was like, don't you ever do that again. And I'm like, I know. But we ended up being buddies after that, you know? And I was like, y'all gotta tell me where y'all get your overalls. I'm like, cause I just, you know, I had the old Oshkosh that I kept from my high school days, you know? And we ended up being friends, but they were, part of it is some of the left, when they're pushed out to this stuff, they are like programmed by these activists to go out and do these things. And then the moment they confront logic, they're like, what? They short circuit. And then you can have a rational conversation. Other ones are just mad, rabid badgers like that family. You will never be able to have a conversation with people like that, ever, ever. They don't have the intellectual capacity for it. All they know is anger and hate, and that's it. They hate people, they hate you, and they just want to get at you. That's it. I do not know how, you can't reason with those people. They're going to be in a lot of trouble. I wanted to touch on this as well, too. I have a piece up at Substack about this. I think I sent this out yesterday. I think I sent this out yesterday. So on Chapter and Verse, I don't know if you saw this. So we were talking a little bit about the woke right. Carlson came out with a book imprint. So Skyhorse Publishing, the guy who runs that, Tony Lyons, he ran RFK Jr.'s presidential pack. And so he's doing this Skyhorse. He's doing this book for an imprint for Tucker Carlson called Tucker Carlson Books. And Carlson has on like a guy who's accused of, the first two releases are, one author is a guy who is accused of publicly defending pedophilia. And then the second one is Russell Brand. And Russell Brand is now trying to be a Christian influencer. I don't know. I talked about this. He's coming out with a book called How to Become a Christian in 7 Days. And the subtitle is May Take 50 Years of Sin and Serious Ups to Get Started, which nothing says Christian like that. The cover is a cross made out of insects. I don't know what I feel about that. And it features the cross made of bugs and cursing, retails for $32. Or you could buy like a cheaper Bible or just like read the Bible online for free, you know, just saying. I gave some suggestions of where to start if you wanted to start a conversion. John 3:16-17, Romans 10:9-13, Ephesians 2:1-10 are some good places to start. This is not, becoming a Christian is not, it's a spiritual event. It's not a gimmicky process, right? Maybe Brand had a spiritual awakening and genuinely sought Christ. I don't know. It's just really hard to reconcile that possibility with what he's doing here, right? I mean, he literally just became a Christian. Isn't he selling crystals? I think he's selling crystals. Like you can, he actually selling, he's like a mystic who, he's charged with multiple rape and sex offenses. He goes to trial in October and he sells $240 crystals that he thinks will protect you against Wi-Fi and evil energies in airports. I don't know. But it's hard to reconcile all of that with like what he's doing here. I mean, he just became a Christian. And Christians, I get it. We don't do spiritual quarantines in that. I get that. However, Paul explicitly warns in scripture that placing new converts in positions of leadership or influence, like 1 Timothy 3:6, he warns that a new convert may become conceited and fall to temptation. He adds further clarity in subsequent verses that on the importance of having a good reputation, not entertaining or partaking in vice. He gets into all of this. And the Bible discusses throughout both Old and New Testament how shepherds, be they influencers, be they speakers, be they authors, they take on additional godly scrutiny and greater punishment if they trivialize their role and they cause other believers to stumble. And so, like I said, the authors that he's coming out with on his imprint include, you know, Brand and the guy accused of defending pedophilia. I don't know. I think it's all weird. The book clearly is not made for Christians mature in their faith. It's made for people considering becoming Christians, which is the concern, because discerning Christian audiences, they have all the same questions that I have about this and the concerns I have about this whole thing. While those genuinely coming to Christ might be led dangerously astray or run off entirely by bad theology or bad doctrine, right? But this is part of the movement of the woke Reich to launch these converts in different faiths, in different practices, like the Timu Catholics who aren't even actually Catholic. They've never been confirmed. They just say that they're Catholic and they go out there and they try to take over the Catholic Church from within. Or this, it's a way to hijack the moral compass of faith, which has had its hand on the rudder of the right in America. It is the promotion of Chrislam, as we've seen, this manufactured and completely unrealistic alliance between Islamism and Christians. And so this is why they do all of this, you know, they post all this content from Qatari balconies and promote Shia Islam along with Russian and Chinese talking points. And faith has to be weakened in this country before this country can be fully conquered by tyranny. So as I said, the devil cannot create anything. The devil only pollutes it, only perverts it, only misrepresents it. And this all doesn't seem far off if you are observing that might be what's happening here. It is so easy to work with fast-growing trees. It's America's largest and most trusted online nursery with thousands of trees and plants and over 2 million happy customers. They've got everything that your home needs or that you could want. They've got fruit trees, privacy screens, flowering trees, shrubs, houseplants, all grown with care and guaranteed healthy. It's like your favorite local nursery, but better. Delivered straight to your door with more options than you would find in any big box store. And they even match the right plants to your climate and your space and your busy life. So what I like about Fast Growing Trees is that they make the entire process so simple and dependable. The website's really easy to use and the guidance is very clear. Everything arrives in great condition and they actually stand behind what they sell. And that's important. That matters, right? Right now, they have huge spring deals, up to half off select items. And Dana Show listeners, you get an additional 20% off of your first order. So that's 20% off better plants and better growing at fastgrowingtrees.com/Dana when you use code Dana at checkout. That's fastgrowingtrees.com/Dana, code Dana. Offers for a limited time and terms apply.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now, you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full-service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app, and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome, so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full-service experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Everybody who is baby Gen X, I don't think this even applies to maybe senior millennial. Gen X, senior millennials will remember this. Baby Jessica. Y'all remember baby Jessica? Baby Jessica fell up in that well. She fell down in that well in Texas, and it was like a whole national story. Everybody remembers it. Reagan was in the White House. I remember it as a kid. It was on TV, and my mom was glued to it. She was like, oh, my gosh, that baby fell down that well. And they had, like, excavators, and they were trying to get her out with that collapse in the well. All, I mean, it was nuts. And so it was a 22-foot drop down an 8-inch-wide well in her aunt's backyard in Midland. And it was a 58-hour rescue attempt. It was live on all of the networks. It was live. They had to drill a horizontal tunnel and have a parallel shaft through rock to get her. They had specialized techniques and equipment. And they heard her singing. I remember they played audio of her singing down there. And they had one guy who was a paramedic at the scene. He had to go down the tunnel and get her. And they got her out. And you remember when they got her out? Oh, my gosh. They brought her out, and they ran her to the ambulance. And, oh, my gosh, it was a big thing. And the nation was going crazy. Was Reagan in the White House? Or I think it was Bush. Sorry, Bush was in the White House. I think it was Bush. And because she went to the White House, and I think she met Bush because she took his glasses or something. Anyway. It was a huge thing. And I remember, this is like one of the things I remember kind of clear as day. So it was, let's see.
I think yeah. She did meet Bush, 80s. But he was the vice president still, right?
I don't remember. It was so long ago. I was a kid. I was in elementary school.
It was
school.
Like late in 87.
Yeah, I was like a little kid. I think I was like in first grade or second grade. But I remember clear, legit as day that being on our giant floor TV, you know, the floor TVs. And when she came out of the well and they ran her to the ambulance. Anyway, here's the reason why I'm bringing it up. She apparently got arrested for domestic violence, and I guess she's out now, but there are no other details. I'm just saying, don't judge. Just hold up. It's baby Jessica. You know what I'm saying? Although she's 40-something year old now, but it's just weird. My first thought was, it was that long ago. Right. So my first thought, Steve wasn't alive. He doesn't remember. Do you have any idea, Steve? This is what I love to do. Steve, do you know about baby Jessica? You need to go find the video where they got her out of the well and then they ran her to the ambulance. Oh, like, yeah. It was an Olympic event and everybody was cheering. They were all going crazy, and then she was at the White House and all this stuff. Boy, I hope it ends up being okay. Goodness, she had to have surgeries and stuff after this because she got some injuries when she was in that well, but thankfully. But that was one of the first big nationwide live coverage. Maybe Geraldo going into Al Capone's vault. I think that happened before this because I don't remember a lot about that. But this was what TV was made for, was this kind of story. You know, you see it live happening. You were right there in Midland getting that baby out that well. It's interesting. But 40 years. She's like, it's 40-something years ago now. It's crazy. We've had a couple of reality checks here. The Challenger explosion being that many years ago after we watched Artemis go up. Pretty crazy. Speaking of Challenger explosion, wait a minute. I'm going to go to this real quick. What a setup, by the way. Let me go to, because I think I had this later on down in the show, but I'm going to bring it up earlier. So the, what is his name? Mark Kelly. Can I do a compare and contrast with Mark Kelly, who, don't forget he was an astronaut, guys. He was talking about what he would like to do if he was in the space shuttle with a crew. This is cut 28. Just listen to this, and we're going to compare him with the actual dude who was up at the space station and is a class act. This is cut 28.
When you're the commander, you get some say in who your other crew members are going to be. So the last thing I would want in a space shuttle crew would be 7 white guy, U.S. Navy, what? Test pilots like me. It would be a disaster.
Why? Why would it be a disaster?
Exactly. Why would it be, right? Why would that be a disaster? I don't get it. Because when I compare him to like Vernon Glover, and I have this, so this is, Victor Glover. Victor Glover was one of the, he was the pilot who has the amazing resume, who was, you know, he led the prayer, the Easter prayer on Sunday up from space. And then when he came back, they had this big welcoming home ceremony for him, etc. And he was standing in the driveway, I think, of his house. He was standing on the driveway of his house. And I'm going to put this in Slack because we should have this. It's on the rundown. And he was saying that, talking about how God told us to love him with all we are and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And when I listen to him speak, and I compare him to Mark Kelly, what does Mark Kelly have to make everything about race? Do you know how racist it is to make everything about race? And then you have Victor Glover out here, who is an amazing, absolutely exceptional, I mean, break the mold type of human. This guy, one of the things my husband said is that everything that this man has said since the moment that his name hit the press as being one of the astronauts going up in space, everything that he has said, he glorifies God and he witnesses and he's like, it is really, truly convicting. And he says, the way he does it and his dedication makes me ashamed. He is an amazing person. Standing in the driveway of his house. Look at this. Compare this to Mark Kelly. Amazing. All right, well, he's coming. Yeah, they're welcome home. He's driving in.
Never met before. And you know whose fault that is? Ours. So let's choose to do this. Let's be this more. Let's be neighbors. I don't know if you heard me say it, but God told us to love him with all that we are and love our neighbors as ourselves.
That's right.
Can we have him on? I hate saying this, but we have a real need for people like him in office. I'm just saying.
Mark Kelly.
You know, Kaney's in Texas.
Yeah, he's a Texas boy.
I'm just saying, you know, we got a real need for people like that leading the country. If Victor Glover ran, I think there's your campaign ad, and that's all you need. Right? What an amazing human being. And his record, we'd spend the rest of the show going through his record. I mean, the guy's got literal thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of hours, combat missions, all kinds of stuff, like the most stressful positions a human being can be in. He sails through them because he's got a focus. He's got a center. You know, he's got a Christian center, so he's cool. But I mean, it is humbling to hear him speak because you're just like, man, I got to do better. Ugh. Man, this man went to space. Can I just say, this man goes to space. He takes himself out of the equation, comes back, and he's like, all glory to God. Who does that? A Christian does. But my point is that we have become so self-obsessed in this society, especially this influencer society, that you don't really see that often. And he just seems super chill and super happy. You know, his family seems super sweet. He's got a whole mess of kids and his wife, and they're all real nice. They, you know, they had like the, you know, picture perfect neighborhood. I mean, what an exceptional human being. So when I heard Mark Kelly get up there and spit that poison out, I'm like, good heavens. I'm telling you something. You can't compare these two gentlemen. You can't compare. You got that guy and you got this gentleman. But he's out there sharing the gospel in his driveway. Wouldn't even, goes up to space, comes back and isn't even like, I was in space, blah, blah, blah. And talking about, he's talking about the Lord. That is amazing. He went up to space and saw everything that he saw. And still the greatest thing he's ever known is his relationship with God. That is a living testimony. Amazing. He needs another, he needs an award. I don't even know what award you would give him. Right. Like, what's the award that you can give, like a civilian service medal or something? I mean, something. Yeah. He needs something extra. I don't know. He's just a truly, all of those, the whole crew. Yeah. Dare I say even maybe the Canadian? I don't know. Canadian seemed real nice. But just a great crew of people. Great crew of people. So, how crazy is it? The absence of drama there is the story. We are so used to being abused in the headlines and seeing overwrought, over-sensationalized stuff that when we see like rational, calm people, we're like at the zoo, are we not? Golly, can you believe how calm he is? We just stare. Just how sad is that, right? I'm not the only one, right? You guys feel the same way. He's just, he's so cool and so chill and just so competent. I'd get in a plane with him anytime, wouldn't you? If you were walking on a commercial jet and you saw Victor Glover, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to close my shade. I trust you're going to take me wherever we need to go. I ain't even looking. Right. You'd fit because he seems real cool. Yeah, but then you got Mark Kelly. Well, you know, as we roll towards headlines, our partners that bring you the program, it's the folks over at Noble Gold. Noble Gold Investments, they want to make sure that you are moving with confidence when you move to protect your savings with precious metals. A lot of people have turned to physical gold and silver whenever uncertainty rises and currencies weaken. It's been the go-to safe haven for thousands of years. Now, record prices doesn't mean that you got to buy now, but it is important to diversify. And as you all know, precious metals, they historically hedge uncertainty. So if you're adding gold and silver, so who do you trust to walk you through this? This is where Noble Gold Investments come in. They've helped protect savings with physical metals for nearly a decade. They've got a white glove service that guides your every step. You don't have impersonal transactions. You have total transparency, no hidden fees, no pressure, clear explanations, and a very customer-first focus. They're going to help you make informed decisions, not just fill sales quotas. If you want to learn how physical gold and silver can fit into your portfolio, download Noble Gold Investments Free Wealth Protection Kit at noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. Noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full-service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app, and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome, so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Oh, the world's oldest gorilla celebrates his little birthday at a zoo in Berlin. Her name is Lady Fatu. She's known as the Grand Dame of the Berlin Zoo. She was certified last year by Guinness as the oldest living gorilla in the world. She's 69 years old. That's actually insane. She was born somewhere in West Africa in 1957.
Wow.
Wow. And she arrived in Europe in Marseille in 1959 in the luggage of a French sailor. And then the Berlin Zoo said the sailor wasn't able to pay his bill at a tavern. He gave Fatu to the landlady as payment, and then she ended up in the German capital. She's a Western Lowland gorilla, and normally they don't live past their 40s, and 50s is considered super advanced. She had a daughter gorilla that is no longer living, and she has three great, great, great grand gorillas. That's actually pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And she's just chilling, eating a carrot, you know, living her life. What's your routine, girl? So Britney Spears checks up into rehab after she was in see-through lingerie on her Instagram, slapping her naked backside. Dear heavens, someone intervene. So now she's voluntarily entered it a month after she was arrested for DUI. So you want her to be healthy and okay. You really do. Stick with us. An excellent way, an excellent partner. If you are looking to get out from the cycle of, I mean, it's just a horrible cycle within our healthcare system. Save that audio too, by the way. I got a lawmaker who's talking about nationalizing healthcare even more. And I'm like, oh, great. Isn't that why we're already in this position in the first place? Like with Medicare, you're supposed to trust the system. People going into Medicare, I've seen this with my folks. You know, whether you go to some government website or some rando insurance agent, they are pushed onto plans that don't cover what they actually need. Medicare is confusing on purpose, right? And that's how people end up in the wrong plan and undercovered. This is why Chapter exists. Chapter cuts through the confusion. They're not going to sell you on a couple of companies. They're the only advisor that compares every single Medicare plan in the country. And they're going to find what fits your doctors, your prescription, and most importantly, your budget. They're an honest translator for Medicare. They explain your options in super plain English. They help you avoid plans that are really great for insurance companies, but horrible for real people. So the people who work with Chapter on average save about $1,000 a year actually on healthcare costs just by getting into the right plan instead of whatever's pushed at them. So whether you're on Medicare or getting close, they'll answer your questions. They're going to find clarity for you, explain enrollment, and help you feel confident instead of overwhelmed. Take control of your Medicare. Dial #250 on your phone and say the words My Medicare. That's #250 and say the words My Medicare to get your options reviewed with Chapter. That's #250 and say the words My Medicare.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now, you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full-service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app, and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome, so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full-service experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
So Eric Swalwell, it's official that he filed his resignation. He's going to be leaving the House. There it is. Oof, I'm telling you. Man. There's going to be a lot more. Well, wait, do you think they will come out with more? Now that he's out. So they did the job. I know there's more stuff out there, but are they going to come out with
more? That's a good question, because they don't necessarily have to put it out at this point if the end game has already been achieved.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah. But we probably will. Something tells me you probably will.
Yeah. I really, for the sake of all of our eyeballs and our mental health, I hope that we don't see more. Yeah. Tomorrow, we're going to get it. We got a whole bunch of other stuff to get into, too. I mean, obviously, we're going to still focus on all of the stuff with Iran. But I have a whole bunch of different stuff. We have the woke Subaru ad, and then we're going to get into some two-way Second Amendment stuff that you need to be aware of, and then a lot more. So today in Stupidity came what we
got. All right, it is Zoran the Moron Mamdani. He's telling us the thing that you should be ashamed of, you shouldn't be ashamed of. Listen, this is Cut 23, Juan, 23.
And it is the change that democratic socialism can deliver.
Democratic socialism.
I know there are many who use socialist as a dirty word, something to be ashamed of.
Because you should
be. They can try all they want, but we will not be ashamed of using government to fight for the many, not simply the few.
Imagine saying publicly, we're horrible with our ideas, but we shouldn't be ashamed of it.
Yeah, you should be ashamed of it, because it's a stupid idea that's failed everywhere it's ever been tried, because it's illogical at its core. Folks, that does it for us today. I think I'll be on Fox later. You can look at Facebook for any updates on that. Otherwise, I'll be back with you tomorrow. Have a great night.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.